It's legislative day here on River to River, and we're getting to some of the lesser high-profile bills this session, but they're still being talked about. One of the topics up for discussion this session is whether the sale and use of fireworks should be legal in Iowa. On the 4th of July, many Iowans may hear large aerial fireworks going off in their neighborhoods, but it is still illegal to buy and light fireworks in Iowa. Give us a call, 1-866-780-9100. Do you wish you had access to larger fireworks besides just the sparklers and the snakes? Reach out to us on Facebook or tweet us at IPR Talk. Send us an email, rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org. Again, the number, 1-866-780-9100. With me here in the Statehouse Law Library to discuss the issue, Representative Matt Winschittle, a Republican from Missouri Valley. Welcome back to River to River.
Thanks for having me.
And Al Esch with the Iowa Firefighters Association. He's the president. He joins me on the line. Welcome, Al.
Thank you.
So, Representative Winschittle, bring us up to speed on the conversations around fireworks happening at the State House this session.
Well, this discussion came up near the beginning of session, and at that point it did not seem to be advancing. But through further conversations and contact from different Iowans, we decided to reignite the discussion and bring it back up. And where we're at right now is we're trying to see if there's a middle ground that can be had on moving forward legislation that would legalize fireworks in the state of Iowa. 46 other states allow for their citizens to be able to purchase fireworks that are beyond just your small novelties like the sparklers or the snakes. And we'd like to look at expanding Iowa's ability to be able to purchase fireworks.
We'll go to Al. Tell us a little bit from your perspective as you're hearing these conversations take place at the State House. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're kind of appalled by the notion that these fireworks, if they are available to consumers, are going to be an issue as far as safety and property conservation goes. Certainly, if we become now a statistic in the state, along with 46 others nationwide, how that's going to work out. We're really concerned about the injuries of people that will have sustained.
Representative Winschittle?
Well, I appreciate that, there is a definite safety aspect to this, and there are concerns about what may or may not happen if we legalize fireworks and if someone's going to get hurt. However, there are still people that are going across our borders into Missouri, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and other bordering states that allow for fireworks to be sold to citizens. They're buying them, they're bringing back within our borders, and they're still using them. So to say that we should not allow responsible Iowans to be able to have the opportunity to make the decision for themselves based upon a bad actor's, the crimes they're committing by bringing them back in illegally just because of the safety aspect, I don't think that's something that we should be doing. I think Iowans should be able to have the choice on this one and give them the opportunity. Let them make the decision for themselves.
And when we're talking about the legalization of fireworks in Iowa, there are different rules and regulations in different states for what kind of fireworks. Take a couple borders. Nebraska has certain laws. Missouri has looser laws on what fireworks. Where would Iowa fall under the current bill that's being talked about in the Iowa House?
The way the legislation is drafted right now is pretty much all of your classes of fireworks would be available for consumption. So you're talking your novelty items to your consumer fireworks, which would be like your backyard displays that you would buy. If you wanted to go to the larger displays, you'd still have to go through the process of getting a federal fireworks license to purchase the larger fireworks. The way the legislation is crafted right now, in the direction I'd like to take it, is to make sure that cities would be able to have local control. If a city did not want to have fireworks being shot off within the city limits, they would be able to go out and prohibit that. I do not want counties to be able to have that same opportunity because we've got a lot of rural Iowa. And I think farmers or people that live out in rural Iowa should still be able to make that decision for themselves. We want to make sure that if there are institutions that are going to sell these, that there's going to be a licensing fee. I'd like to take that licensing fee and put it into the Department of the State Fire Marshal to be able to be used for safety programs or classes and or safety equipment for firefighters, EMS, law enforcement of any kind. And there's other parameters to it as well, but that's where we're at currently.
We'll go to Fred, who's joining us on the phone from Grinnell. Fred, you're on River to River.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I lit a black cat, and it blowed up in my fingers, and it felt like it'd been in a press for a day. Use the taxes if you're going to tax the fireworks for good things such as Habitat for Humanity, projects for keeping the land and the water in better shape. And I guess with that, I'm going to get off the phone.
Okay, thanks so much, Fred. So, Al, curious your perspective on what Fred had to say. He had a dangerous interaction with a black cat firework at one point, but says maybe there's room for improving different things, Habitat for Humanity, water quality, a couple things he mentioned. What do you make of that argument or that point?
Well, I don't think there's really any argument to that. The thing that we really want to stress to everybody is that even consumer fireworks has no standards for quality control measures. These things, when the fuses are lit, they go off within milliseconds. And, you know, it's that danger that really has a propensity to multiply itself with the type of injuries that most surrounding states that legalize consumer fireworks are experiencing. Now, just alone in Iowa in 2012, there were 53 fireworks-related fires reported. And the year before that, in 2011, there were 26. Now, I don't have the exact dollar figure on those, but nationwide, we're looking at roughly $32 million of property damage occurring just from legal consumer fireworks in 2011.
Representative Winchittle?
You just said it, legal consumer fireworks. That's what's causing some of these fires. Why don't we have more safety education about these? Why aren't we allowing our citizens the opportunity to be able to understand how to use these properly? You want to talk about fireworks causing fires. How about Christmas trees and Christmas lights? They cause fires too, and I would think that they cause far more than just the numbers that you've brought up. There are a lot of other areas out there, a lot of other things that we allow our citizens to have the opportunity to choose on, and we don't overregulate them. And those things, whether it be riding a bicycle, having Christmas trees or Christmas lights, driving a car, that cause far more damage and have a higher probability of causing bodily injury than fireworks. Let's give Iowans the opportunity. Let's give them the choice. No one's forcing a firework into someone's hand saying, here, you have to go light this. We're saying we want to give you the opportunity to make the decision for yourself and allow for the education that they're going to need to be able to use them safely.
I want to get to Cody really quick. We're wrapping things up, but from Iowa City. Cody, you're on River to River. Quickly, what's your thought?
Yeah, hi. I was just calling in. You know, I grew up in South Dakota, and one thing around the 4th of July being here in Iowa, I appreciate is not to hear on the news all these injuries that happened and, you know, all this stuff. And for fireworks, the kind of risk you take for such a small little thing and the potential harm it could do, I just don't think that's something that we need in Iowa.
Representative Winchittle, quickly, how do you respond to Cody there?
Well, I appreciate that, but again, give Iowans the opportunity, give them the choice. There's a lot of things out there that we do that entail risk to them. Let's let Iowans make the choice on this one for themselves and not government.
Okay, that's where we're going to have to end it today. Thanks so much to my guests, Representative Matt Winchittle and Al Esch. Thanks so much for being on River to River today.
Thank you.
River to River is produced by Sarah Bowden, Emily Woodbury, Ben Stanton. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Production assistance today from John Pimble. Podcasting and on-demand audio of River to River are available at iowapublicradio.org. We always welcome your comments and questions about the program. Email us, rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org. I'm Clay Masters. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. Thank you.